Welcome to the Keeping the Dream Alive podcast brought to you by Torch Technologies. In this podcast, you will learn about all things Torch, from its history to its culture, employee ownership, commitment to the warfighter, our community involvement, and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen and stay connected with Torch by following us on all your social media platforms. Thank you so much for listening, and we hope you enjoy the Keeping the Dream Alive podcast. Welcome back to another episode of the Keeping the Dream Alive podcast. Today, I sit down and talk with Clayton Newkirk, Senior Director here at Torch Technologies. Thank you so much for joining me today. Would you like to introduce yourself, and we'll get started there?
Yeah, I'm Clayton Newkirk. I'm the Senior Director of the SaaS group at Torch.
So it looks like you've been here at Torch for over 20 years. It looks like you began your career here in February of 2003, but you actually got to know Don Holder when you were at Nichols Research in the late 90s. Can you talk a little bit about your background and what interested you in joining Torch back in 2003?
So yeah, I had worked for Don Holder at Nichols for 10 years, and Nichols was a great company. But as you know, it suffered a buyout from another company, and at which point we really were having a hard time supporting our customers. The management that came in and bought the company was run out of Falls Church, Virginia, and they didn't have a lot of familiarity with our customer base. And it really hit me as to how management can impact our ability to support our customers, right? And we were having a difficult time doing that. So we all at the time were hoping that Don would go and start a company. And so when he did that and we had a chance to follow him over there, several of us were happy to do that.
Yeah. So, I mean, I guess the structure, I mean, you got to know Don, you got to know his personality. So working for him in the future was something that you were really kind of excited about and kind of excited to see what that potential would look like.
Oh, absolutely. Don had been a mentor for me for those 10 years. I learned a lot from him. I really appreciated his management style and, you know, open and transparent way. So if he wanted to go and start a company somewhere, I would have been happy to follow him there and help him build that company.
So in 2003, when you first started here, what were some of your roles and your responsibilities, and how has your job sort of changed over the last 20 years here at Torch?
Well, that's interesting. You know, when we all started at Torch initially, we all came in as a technical people. You know, we had technical jobs. We had brought contract work with us. We had customers that we had to go support on site. So it was a little bit difficult in that sense, in that the customers wanted us there. You know, Bill had some other ideals, and we needed to be back at corporate to help, you know, grow the company as well. So it was a little bit of a challenge, but we were very technical at the time and remained technical for a good bit of that. You know, at some point I had to pull out of the customer base, and that was a little nerve-wracking. Yeah. Because I'd spent 10 years at Nichols there and some years before that. And the customers is who took care of us. You know, a lot of times we didn't care who our company was that we were working for. We got a check from the blue building back there, and we were all in the arsenal work doing our jobs out there with our customer base. But like I said, after the buyout, that really impacted us and our ability to do that.
Yeah. So, I mean, for someone who's had a career as extensive as yours prior to Torch, I mean, you were at Teledyne Brown, I believe, you were at Nichols Research, yes. And then now you're here at Torch. What do you think separates Torch from other companies that you've worked for and ultimately kind of made your decision that you've been here for so long, over 20 years now?
Well, you know, it really is being employee-centric was the key to that. Torch was very much centered on the employee, and the fact that it was going to be an employee-owned company was very attractive to me. I wasn't familiar with that in ESOP. Yeah. I'd never heard of an ESOP before then. You know, back in the days when I started in the 80s, companies didn't contribute much at all. You know, yeah. You were lucky if you got 3% match towards your 401k,
wow.
Right? So the idea that if you came in and helped grow the company, that you were going to get rewarded for that, and you were going to have a piece of that, was very exciting to me.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy because it's at the time, I guess, in 2003, you know, Bill and Don are talking about, hey, let's start this ESOP. We're going to have this ESOP. And I mean, I guess a lot of you probably had like that blank stare, like, okay, that's cool. I guess you really didn't understand at that point what the impact was really going to be.
We really didn't. And the focus at the time was, let's have a company that's a great place to work, that employees want to come to work and can have that work-family balance. Was a big part of the focus initially. It wasn't really around the ESOP.
Okay.
It was about this was going to be a great company to work for, that appreciated its employees, and you were going to have that work-life balance, and that was something we were attracted by.
You mentioned the ESOP. It has such an impact on your day-to-day work life. I mean, you know, the work that you're doing on a day-to-day basis has a direct correlation to the ESOP, but there's also a lot of benefits, not just in the work side, but also on like your life outside of work. How has the ESOP kind of affected and benefited your life over the last 20 years?
Well, it's interesting. When I started Torch, I was about midway through my career. My boys were 6 and 8, and I had not been aggressive at saving, right? And like I said, you know, companies weren't doing much to help your employees. So I knew moving forward, I was going to have to be very aggressive in my savings. And one of the things about the ESOP that I didn't anticipate, one of the benefits I didn't anticipate, was the fact that because financially I did not have to contribute to that, you know, the company did all the financial contributions to that, that allowed me to save for other things like college. And we bought a camper and were able to spend time and enjoy that with the entire family. So it did impact the family. You know, the family's a big part of this whole thing. When you've got to work hard to help grow a company like that, you put a lot of time in, right? So the family certainly has to make those same sacrifices. That. So the fact that that was able to benefit them as well was fantastic.
The idea of an ESOP nowadays is such a kind of a normal thing. There's a couple other companies in town that have ESOPs, but I couldn't imagine thinking in 2003, like, okay, this is going to be a good thing. And like, they're super passionate about it. Don and Bill are both so passionate about it. And you're like, okay, this is going to be good. But then to see now that it's just become this widely adopted culture.
Right, exactly. You know, and at the time we thought, well, that was just an extra thing on the side, right? Torch is going to be a great company to work for. We had a great customer base. We had a great management team. And then on the side, we had this ESOP thing. If it didn't, that turned out to be something wonderful, great. And if it didn't, it was still going to be a good place to work, right? And it, of course, it did turn out to be a wonderful thing, a life-changing thing.
I guess roughly 1 year ago, Torch achieved their certified evergreen status from the Tugboat Institute, recognizing Torch's commitment to remain a privately owned company. Thinking through your time here at Torch, how does that achievement like this make you feel about the future of Torch, knowing that the work that you're doing today has a long-term impact for 20 plus years down the road, or even longer?
I had seen firsthand how being a privately held company changes the way management makes decisions, right? You know, we never look at the next quarter. We're always looking longer term than that. The contracts that we work on and we bid on requires us to start that preparation 2 and 3 years ahead of time, right?
Wow.
So to be able to have that stable management path that a private company can provide versus a public company that might have to take some sharp turns along the way, it'd be very disastrous to a strategy when you're trying to position yourself to get to a certain place to bid a contract successfully.
Yeah.
All right. So that was a big part of it.
I think nowadays, I think the value of the ESOP is you're seeing it firsthand. I mean, you've been here so long and you've seen the value of it. But for people that are coming in to work at Torch today, how would you convey that value to them? That is like, so that they don't think like what you thought in 2003, that it's a great company to work for and there's an ESOP, but it's one and the same.
You know, that's something we're constantly looking at. We recognize that the younger generation doesn't really have that appreciation, and I can understand that. And I've got two boys that are just entering the workforce. You know, one's been in the workforce, I guess, 4 years now. And I can tell you they're impatient. They want things to happen, and they want things to happen now. But that's not real life, right? And what I tell people is to be patient. Anything that's got value takes time to get there, right? So if you're willing to put in the effort, be patient and put in the time, there's a huge benefit at the end of that. I truly believe that there's no reason why it can't be as meaningful to the future employees as it's been to me.
Yeah, I think it's just continuing to grow year over year. I mean, it's incredible just to see. How would you sum up? I mean, it's 20 years of experience here at Torch, 20 years of Torch that you've been able to be firsthand account in. How would you sum up your whole experiences here?
That's a hard thing for me to describe. After 20 years, I probably have experienced every emotion that you can experience during that time, right? But it's been an exciting and incredible adventure, and I would not change it for the world. You know, I'm very, very proud of what we've been able to achieve here and what we've been able to deliver for Bill and Don and for everybody else in the employees, right? And what that's meant to them and what it will mean to them in the future.
Yeah. When you first started, did you think you would ever be here 20 years? Or did you see it at like year 10? You're like, I think I could be here forever, like for another 10? Or at what moment did that shift kind of happen for you that you were like, this is going to be a place that I'm going to be at for a very long time?
You know, I think very early on, I mean, within 5 years
really?
Of being a Torch, wow. I knew that this would be a place I could be at for the rest of my career. You know, how long that would be, I didn't know. a lot of that depends on how well the ESOP did, right? So it's just been a very powerful thing. I think I knew from the beginning that once I got here and we were going to have good control over how we managed and how we treated and respected our employees, that this was a place I wanted to stay.
Yeah. So looking at kind of what the future is for Torch, either this year or in the next 3 to 5 years, what are some achievements or milestones you would love to see that Torch, either as an employee, as an ESOP company, or all inclusive, you would love to see them achieve?
I'd like to see Torch successfully transition a bit to large business. That's one of the big challenges we've got over the next couple of years. And I'd like to see Torch continue to be, you know, one of the best places to work in Huntsville.
Yeah.
You know, just to put it simply, those are the two things I'd like to see Torch do.
Wow. So, I mean, Bill normally ends episodes by challenging the employees at Torch to help keeping that it's up to them to keep our dream alive here at Torch. What does that statement mean to you?
You know, I think that means different things to different people, depending on where you are and what position you hold in the company. Me as a group deputy, I think that means for me to continue to manage in an open, transparent way, you know, being very, very respectful of the employees. To always keep the employees center stage to every decision that we make, and just continue to work to grow the organization for, you know, long-term value. Yeah. And not worry about trying to get, you know, a contract that we may win once and pump up the numbers for a year, but then, you know, it's not something that's sustainable. Mm-hmm. Right? So it's really about getting good quality work that's sustainable for long term.
Yeah. And I know a big part that way, I mean, I don't think I had it written down on the notes before, but a big part also of Torch that I kind of wanted to address a little bit is their giving back to the community program. I think that is also it's a huge area that kind of, I think, separates Torch too as well from other companies, is just their value to give back to the community. How important was that when you first joined that they were going to be able to do something like that for the area that you lived in and loved to and work in?
That was very important. You know, Nichols had a great program. I knew it was important to Bill to start a great program, and the way that happened, and I heard him explain how that happened, and he turned that over for the employees to run, and that has been an incredibly impactful thing for the community. It's was important to all of us when we came on board, and it has continued to be important. Surprisingly, a lot of the younger generation, when they come in, that's one of the things that attract them to Torch.
Oh, wow.
Is our community involvement, and it's really been a fantastic thing. That you can come in and start and have a great company, have a company that's great for the employees to work at, and can have such an impact on the community. It's just a positive thing all around.
Yeah.
That who wouldn't want to be part of that?
Of course. Yes. Yeah. So, I mean, looking, I guess, kind of the final question, but summing up your whole experiences here, how much of your success here with Torch would you contribute for you being in the right place at the right time versus your hard work that you put in to get you here?
That's a good question. I hadn't really thought about that. I think both of those are equally important. You've got to have it. And Bill's always told us, you got to have an element of luck in there, right? There's always an element of luck. But without the hard work, you've got to take advantage of that lucky strike that you get and back it up with some good hard work. So, you know, it's about a 50-50 split, I would say, on that. It takes both of those things. And anything, like I said before, anything that's got value is going to take time and work.
Yeah, right? For sure. Well, thank you so much for sitting down and talking with me. It's been great learning more about your story here at Torch, kind of your experiences here, the value that ESOP is to you, an employee here at Torch. And I continue to see what the rest of your career looks like here at Torch. If you're listening and you want to find out more information about Torch, any job openings or just history or anything else, you can visit our website, torchtechnologies.com today. Thank you again, Clint, for joining me.
Yep, thank you for having me. I've enjoyed it.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Keeping the Dream Alive podcast. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen and stay connected with us on social media for news and updates surrounding the company. Thank you so much for listening, and we hope you enjoyed it.